Please rise if you are able and let us sing the carol, I Wonder as I Wonder. It is found on page number 139 of your red hymnals. We have two scripture readings today. The first is from the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 41 through 52. Every year his parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. After the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men. Our second reading is from the book of Colossians, chapter 3, reading from the 12th through the 17th verses. "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you may have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body, you were called to peace. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom. And as you sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Here ends the readings.
If you've not known this already, I am a Dallas Cowboy football fan. Sorry for that to some of you. I share that because I went way back and I'm pulling on Roger Staubach, who was a Super Bowl winning quarterback for the Cowboys back in the early 70s. And Roger Staubach admitted that his position as a quarterback was tenuous because he did not call his own signals. And that was a source of trial for him. Coach Tom Landry sent in every play. He told Roger when to pass. He told Roger when to run. And only in emergency situations could Roger change the play at the line of scrimmage. Even though Roger considered Coach Landry a genius mind when it came to football strategy, Roger's pride said he should be able to run his own team like all the other quarterbacks in the league. Roger had a decision to make. Would he allow his pride to rule his life and ignore his coach, making himself the star of the team? Or would he listen to the coach and do what his coach wanted him to do? Years later, Staubach said, "I faced up to the issue of obedience. Once I learned to obey, there was harmony, fulfillment, and victory." Obedience. Obedience is a positive character trait. Humans, oftentimes we can struggle with obedience, especially when we're underneath the age of 50. 30, maybe 12. We can struggle with obedience. Who do we have to obey? Well, as we look at these scriptures this morning, we are focusing in on our obedience to God. We are to be obedient to God as his people. In the book of Deuteronomy, Moses gathers all the Israelites before him, and he's reviewing, he's reminding them of their history, of the covenant that the Lord God had established, beginning with Abraham and being with them through the Exodus and through those years of wilderness. And in Deuteronomy chapter 5, Moses reviews the Ten Commandments, and you can find them in Deuteronomy 5 as well as Exodus 20. He is reminding the people of the commandments and how they are to obey them. And then in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 6, Moses instructs the Israelites to observe the commands of the Lord your God, walking in obedience to him and revering him. Walking in obedience, constant action. In the New Testament, in 2 John chapter 1, verse 6, as part of the new covenant Jesus has established through his shed blood on the cross, Christians are called to be obedient. 2 John 1:6, "And this is love, that we walk in obedience to his commands. As you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love." We are to walk in obedience to the Lord's commands. That's tied together throughout all of Scripture. Walking in obedience to His commands. I came across a little story. A father and a son arrived in a small western town looking for an uncle whom the father had never seen. Suddenly, the father pointed across the square to a man who was walking away from them, and he exclaimed, "There goes my uncle." And his son asked, "How do you know that's your uncle when you've never seen him before?" And the father said, "Son, I know him because he walks exactly like my father." The two brothers walked identically the same fashion. If we walk in the Spirit, the world will be able to tell us that we are a Christ follower by our walk. As we live for Christ, we are to walk in His obedience. And we have a great example of obedience, maybe a little disobedience, but more obedience from Jesus Himself at the young age of 12. He gives us this example in what Roger has read for us this morning. As the custom, they have been there for the festival, and then the parents left. And assuming in the wide group of the family and friends that were traveling, they assumed Jesus was with them. And at the end of that first day, they realized He wasn't, and they spent time looking. And then they made their way back to Jerusalem. 3 days later, they discovered that Jesus had stayed in Jerusalem. And as they looked, the parents found their son sitting in the temple courts, talking, asking questions, and answering questions with the rabbis there at the temple. The wisdom of Jesus was evident to all those who heard Him that day. And what was Mary's question? "Why have you treated us like this?" And we have to be very careful here with young children that here is an instance where Jesus had been disobedient. He had not obeyed His earthly parents because He had a higher calling. And even though He was disobedient for a little bit, He was more obedient to His Father, His Heavenly Father, because what was His response? "Why were you searching for me? Didn't you know I had to be about my Father's business? I had to be in my Father's house?" So He was showing obedience to His Heavenly Father. Now, this happened early in the life of Jesus. He had grown to know who He was. In Jesus, in His questions to His parents, He recognizes that His parents knew who He was. They remembered His birth. They remembered those visits from the angels. And Jesus knew, His parents knew at some time, He was going to have to be obedient to His Heavenly Father. And then in Luke 2:51, it says, "Then He went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them." He was subject to His parents, His earthly parents. He obeyed them. If you were able to be here on Christmas Eve, we talked about that obedience and how that shaped Him. He was also being obedient to His Heavenly Father. And He went home and He was obedient. And as Jesus walked in obedience, He gives us the example that we are to walk in obedience. You know that phrase of sowing your wild oats? That's not part of the faith. We are to be obedient all the time. We can't excuse any sin because God does not want us to sin. He wants us to walk in obedience. As a child of God, as children of God, that is our responsibility. In reality, that's the true meaning of Christmas. That God loved us so much He sent His Son. And that our love for God, we love Him so much, we take on the responsibility of being obedient. And as we look at Colossians 3, those Christian characteristics of faith in life, of putting on these attributes, of clothing ourselves with these attributes. This is not a suggestion. These are directions. These are instructions. They are commands which require our obedience in living them out. And we can never take them off. There are times when I shop in distant stores, and I'm at those distant stores, no one's going to know me. And I can just shop and buy whatever I so desire and walk out of there, and no one will know. You know how many times I'm in Defiance or Toledo, and I'm shopping, and I run into someone else from this church that I know? It's a constant reminder that I can never take off these attributes of Christ. And I don't want to take them off. But it's a reminder to me that people are always around and they are watching how we walk in obedience to Christ. One of the sad realities of my time at the church camps, especially was those weekends, actually it would be a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when pastors would come down for retreats or conferences. And it was eye-opening to me of some of the behaviors and some of the language and some of the jokes I heard. Because they were away from their flock, they could be human and disobedient. And I have never forgotten that lesson. And that is the reminder of why we read the story once again of Jesus, that he was obedient. And in his love for us, he teaches us how to be obedient. So we put on compassion, always having understanding of others. Kindness, it really is important, biblically important, how we are kind to one another. Humility, gentleness, and patience. We live in a darkened world. We have had darkness in our own lives. And as we come to Christ, his light removes that darkness. But we have to have patience. The world is not going to change overnight. Our little world. We have to have patience in our walk. Perseverance, that our walk emulating Jesus Christ will affect others over the course of time. And have patience and endurance in our obedience. Remember, our behavior matters. Our action, our implementation of what we know in our heart and our mind, how we walk matters to the grace and the glory of God our Father. Amen. In Christmas, we realize once again what God has given to us. He has given us his love in the birth of Jesus Christ our Lord. As he has given to us in obedience, he calls us to worship and he calls us to give. So I invite our ushers this forward to receive our morning offerings and tithes. Heavenly Father, gracious God, we thank you for the ways the Bible teaches us to be obedient to your commands. And Lord, in obedience, we bring these offerings and we bring ourselves to you, that what we would be about would be bringing glory to you and your light to the world. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Please remain standing and let us sing our closing carol. It is, O Thou Joyful, O Thou Wonderful. It is found in page 119 of your red hymnals. We will be singing verses 1 and 2. Then remain standing for the spoken benediction, and then the benediction in song will be the third verse of O Thou Joyful, O Thou Wonderful. So let us sing, O Thou Joyful, O Thou Wonderful.
The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Emmanuel, God with us. With Jesus in our hearts, may we go out and walk in his ways. Amen.